Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ed Crosby. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crosby for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Santo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Gamble moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Duncan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Spikes moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Spikes scores. Gamble moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 1 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball towards center. Hendrick catches it and throws to first to double up Allen. Sharp moves to third. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Jack Brohmer. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Alvarado scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Gamble moves to second. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 2 in the game. Liss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Hendrick moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharp. Lee reaches second base with a double. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Liss strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Cy Acosta now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hermann. Duncan moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-4 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Horta now playing shortstop. Ken Tatum now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jolis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gamble moves to second. Jolis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Liss takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble moves to third. Liss moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.